Historians don't agree whether this U.S. founding father was born in 1755 or 1757. He never arrived in what is today the United States mainland until he was 18 years old, and that was the result of some writing that he did. His unique journey to found a nation is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and people are always asking me, do you really travel to all of those places on the American countryside? The answer is yes. And right now at AmericanCountryside.com, you can find our latest article, 7 Fantastic Free Family Getaways. It's a collection of 7 of my favorite places a family can visit for free. Plus, at AmericanCountryside.com, you can find all of our past features, books, CDs, and much more. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and listen to our broadcasts right here. Experience America. It's all at AmericanCountryside.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Alexander Hamilton, a founding father of the United States, was born on the Caribbean island of Nevis, but his teenage years were spent on the island of St. Croix.
He arrived here as a 10-year-old. His mother had been here before, and the last time she had been here, she was incarcerated for adultery, where she spent 6 months in our fort in Christiansted for having come to see her boyfriend here, having left her husband back in Nevis.
David Goldstein shares the story from Christiansted National Historic Site on the island of St. Croix.
She returned home and had two boys, and then she arrived back here in St. Croix with two boys, one of whom was Alex Hamilton.
Young Hamilton quickly began to earn money for the family and learn how to conduct business.
Alexander spent most of his childhood from the ages of 10 to 18 working for a man named Kruger in a dry goods store, which is on King Street. The building is still there. It's now the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Hamilton's success story is one Goldstein shares with children on the island. It is a story of hope on an island where successes can be difficult.
We are an island of 55,000 people. There are 7,000 school children on this island. The gun violence here is very, very rife. Many people here are living on public assistance. The actual reality, day-to-day reality for most Virgin Islanders is not super rosy.
More on Hamilton and his route to help found the United States next time as we travel the countryside in Christiansted, St. Croix. I'm Andrew McCray.